Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Memorial Day, is a relatively recent observance. Obviously, it couldn't start till after the Holocaust was over, and once we had the State of Israel. So what happened was, originally, it was discussed in the Knesset, other places, about to pick a day to commemorate the Holocaust, because like anything, it's impossible to pick any one day. It's kind of like the Mother's Day syndrome. Like, you got to pick one day, but every day is Mother's Day, so, you know, so it's hard. It's hard to say one day. So the Israeli Knesset officially picked, they go by the Hebrew calendar, so they picked the 27th day of Nisan. That's the Jewish month, which actually isn't until Friday, actually. But so why are they observing it on Thursday? Because any time, whether it's Israel Independence Day or whether it's Holocaust, remember, any time it's on a Friday or Saturday, they move it back because they don't want it to get involved with the Shabbos observance.
That's right, exactly, sir.
Right, so the Israeli Knesset picked the 27th of, it was their pick, the Israeli Knesset. The rabbis wanted, the Israeli rabbinate during that time, they wanted it to be on the 10th day of the month of Tevis, the Jewish month, which is in the winter time. They wanted, it's already a sad day, and they wanted that to be the day that we remember the Holocaust. In fact, that's the day they picked people who lost, unfortunately many, who lost their family members in the Holocaust, and they have no idea when they died. You know, we all have yahrzeit, so we know. When our mother passed away, our father, so imagine not having any yahrzeit. You have no idea. Yeah, they disappeared, and yet, so therefore the chief rabbin in Israel said, we have to pick one day, so they picked the 10th of Tevis, which is a sad day. It's one of the minor fast days. So it commemorates the beginning of the siege of Jerusalem in 586 BCE. So they said, let's add this day to commemorate the Holocaust. And therefore, Jews who lost their parents or brothers, sisters, anyone during the Holocaust and have no idea when to do the yahrzeit, so the chief rabbinate said you should pick the 10th of Tevis as that day. So that's what many people do. And also, historically speaking, some want to claim that's the day that Yosef was sold by his brother. So it was a sad day in Jewish history. So you might as well pick another day. That wasn't the first day they wanted to pick. That was the official day. But some secular Israelis, they wanted to pick another date. The English date was, and I'll tell you the Hebrew date in a minute, was April 19th, 1943. What happened on April 19th, 1943? So that's the infamous, famous Warsaw Ghetto Uprising. The beginning of it, obviously, it lasted a while. Yeah. And therefore, it made sense from that point of view, because the name given of the day is Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Remembrance Day, V'Hagvura, and its strength, act of courage. So what better way to show an act of courage than showing how a tiny bit of Jews withstood the mighty Nazi army against tanks and guns for a long time until finally, obviously, they couldn't withstand it. So that was the date. So what was the problem? The problem was the Hebrew date of April 19, 1943 was the 15th day of the month of Nisan, which is called Pesach, Passover. So, and it was, and by the way, that was no coincidence, because that's what the Nazis used to do. Why did they attack the Warsaw Ghetto on the night of Pesach like they did? Because they knew that it was a family affair. They actually waited for the Jewish holidays. They figure all the people will get together on Jewish holidays and they could kill more people. So it's not coincidental either. So that's why the secular Israelis wanted to pick the 15th day of Nisan. That's going to be a major problem. You can't have half the Jews celebrating Pesach and half the Jews mourning like Holocaust. So it didn't make any sense. They couldn't do it on Pesach. We don't have mourning on the holiday. So therefore, they reached. We know next week is Israel Independence Day. We'll talk about that next week. But next week, and it was May 14th, 1948. So they picked a day in between. So the 27th day of Nisan, which the Israeli Knesset picked, nothing happened on that day. It's a day in between the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising and a week before Israel Independence Day. They wanted to underscore the connection between the murder of the 6 million and the creation 3 years after the end of the war of the Jewish state. So therefore, they just picked them. It could have been, the 26th, 28th. There was nothing special on and as we said, there is no one date anyway, because it's impossible, 6 million Jews and so many million other people. So that's how that was the history. Officially, that's what the Knesset made it, picked it as a day. And what happened was there was different discussions before that. In fact, there's a famous story with Menachem Begin was involved. He was Menachem Begin was the prime minister. Yes. It was Menachem Begin who was the one involved, because he's the one who was most affected by the Holocaust, meaning he lost the most people. He lost many many of his family members. Many of the Haredi community lost more than like seculars. But they say over that Begin was probably the one for whom the Holocaust loomed the largest in his personal life. Why? And he used to, anytime you used to hear him speak, he always invoked the Holocaust. He made public pronouncements about it. And that was many of his talking points. He even went so far to invoke the Holocaust when he expressed his support, when he said that in Israel you should have a law opposing raising of pigs in Israel, that noting that this huge tragedy that claimed the lives of parents required, he wasn't necessarily observant, but he was a very religious person. In fact, he came from Brisk in Europe, which is a very, very like religious. Yeah, many great rabbis came out of it. One was Rabbi Soloveitchik, who was, for many years, he was the head rabbi in Yeshiva University, which is the head of, the modern orthodoxy in, centrist orthodoxy in New York. That's where I went to yeshiva and got the ordination there. So he said, therefore, it's interesting that Menachem Begin, because the Soloveitchiks, they had their other, felt strongly that we shouldn't create a separate day. No one's against remembering the Holocaust. Everyone obviously thinks you should remember it. But among some religious people, like B'nai Brak or Meir Shorim in Borough Park, they want to commemorate it. They don't think we have a right to make a new date. They think we should take Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av, where both temples were destroyed. Many tragedies happened on that day. They think we should observe, we should remember the Holocaust. Unfortunately, even though the Holocaust was perhaps bigger in number, and it was, but unfortunately it's part of the whole Jewish history of pogroms and all of that. So therefore, on Tisha B'Av, it's a universal day of mourning. So they wanted to pick, that was Rav Soloveitchik's opinion. As a matter of fact, when Prime Minister Menachem Begin met with Rav Soloveitchik during his visit to the United States. Rabbi Soloveitchik convinced Menachem Begin to change the date of Holocaust Remembrance Day to the ninth day of Av. So when Menachem Begin went back to Israel, he tried to convince the people to make the change. But the government of Israel said, no, we're not going to change it. Not because of fundamental reasons, it was pragmatic reasons, because Tisha B'Av happens in the summer, and none of the kids are in school. They wanted to make sure it's a big educational event in school, so they left it. So consequently, Rav Soloveitchik believed that, even though he said the best day is Tisha B'Av, but he says, until we make that change, everyone should observe Yom HaShoah on the day we have now, the 27th day of Nisan. For it's better to remember the Holocaust on Yom HaShoah with the rest of the Jewish community than to neglect it entirely. And also he said, one who studies about the Nazi Holocaust fulfills the mitzvah. Remember, we have a mitzvah to destroy Amalek. Those evil people are out to destroy the Jews. So anyone who identifies with Amalek, that's, Hitler and many others, unfortunately, they have the status of Amalek. So therefore, he said he's not pro that day. He thinks they're right. It should be on the 9th of Av, but if we can't do it then, at least, do it with everyone else. In fact, when the Prime Minister Begin on June 20th, 1977, that's when he became Israeli's Prime Minister. So he met with Rav Soloveitchik, and we said 2 months later he tried to change the...
Yeah, it was bothered by cleaning away. You just took a corner here.
Oh, that's what it is, yeah.
Thank you, Chuch. Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you very much. No, she's going now. Okay,
that's
thank
okay. you. Yeah, so no problem, yeah. So therefore, that's why he said he prefers the 9th of Av, but we'll take any day. In fact, there's a article from one of the rabbis who's around today, J.J. Schachter, where he writes the different reasons, the pros and, everyone agrees you should have a date. The question is what the date. So he goes over the pros. So number one is why it should be on Tisha B'Av. The Holocaust is not a unique event requiring its own separate day. It is rather one more horrible tragedy to be plotted along with the other tragedies that befall the Jewish people. Although it might be more severe, but unfortunately we have destruction of the temples, the 10 martyrs, the Crusades, and therefore they view it as part of, unfortunately, the ups and downs of Jewish history. Another problem they have with it is they don't like doing it in this month because this is a happy month. It's a month of redemption, the exodus from Egypt. And therefore, some don't like having it this month. Some want to say as well that it gives the impression that if not for the Holocaust, we wouldn't have got back the State of Israel, which no one knows that, only God does. And also, as we mentioned before, any one-day commemoration falls prey to the Mother's Day syndrome, where one day of focus masks 353 days of neglect and apathy. But the bottom line is that we're not... So maybe if we had a choice to pick a day, so maybe we'd pick another day. But at this point, for those who observe it, so... The Israeli Knesset picked that day. So that's what I mean that day is. See, the debate was some wanted to make it into a fast day. I say tug in cheek, if they made it into a fast day, then no one would keep it. But no one's making it into a fast. Basically, it comes down to you just have different, the Federation, different synagogues have different, talks, they bring in Holocaust survivors. They'll probably have things on Zoom. And in Israel, it's commemorated to have a moment of silence, maybe two minutes. I think they close, everything stops, like at 11 a.m. They, I, I, Right. I think they do it on a couple of different days. Everything stops. They blow the siren in order to, because it's, I think 11 a.m., all people, they stop whatever they do. Imagine everyone on the highway pulls over and everyone gets out of their cars. And then for 2 minutes. Like they might do also, I don't know if they do on Israel Independence Day also, but that's a more of a joyous occasion. So there really isn't any like set rituals. And I saw a beautiful prayer for Yom HaShoah from Rabbi Jonathan Sacks, who passed away this year. You know John,
yes.
The chief rabbi of England he was. It says he composed this prayer in 2013, but it's just as appropriate now. I just saw it, so I'll read it to you. It says, "Today, on Yom HaShoah, we remember the victims of the greatest crime of man against man, the young, the old, the innocent, the 1.5 million children, starved, shot, given lethal injections, gassed, burned, and turned to ash because they were deemed guilty of the crime of being Jewish, being different. We remember what happens when hate takes hold of the human heart and turns it to stone. What happens when victims cry for help and no one's listening? What happens when humanity fails to recognize that those who are not in our image are nonetheless in God's image? We remember and pay tribute to the survivors who bore witness to what happened and to the victims so that robbed of their lives, they would not be robbed also of their death. We remember and give thanks for the righteous of the nations who saved lives, often at risk of their own, teaching us how in the darkest night we can light a candle of hope. Today on Yom HaShoah, we call on you, Almighty God, to help us hear your voices that says in every generation, do not murder, do not stand idly by the blood of your neighbor, do not oppress the stranger. We know that while we do not have the ability to change the past, we can change the future. We know that while we cannot bring the dead back to life, we can ensure their memories live on and their deaths were not in vain. And so on this Yom HaShoah, we commit ourselves to one simple act, Yizkor, to remember. May the souls of the victims be bound in the bond of everlasting life. Amen." Yeah, that was from Rabbi Sacks, I guess he did it in 2013, is the first, So that's, right, so as always, the way in Judaism, it's always about Jewish education. Because the two, and the biggest anti-Semitism changes over the years. It's all the same foundation, but now they say, well, I'm an anti-Zionist. I'm not an anti-Semite. Of course, it's like saying, I really love Italians. I love pizza and pasta, but I don't think Italy should have a state. No, I love the Jewish people. They're my best friends, but I don't think Israel should have a state. So they couch it in anti-Zionism. Really, it's anti-Semitism. And another form is, unfortunately, getting bigger and louder and louder, is Holocaust denial, that they claim the Holocaust never happened. It's the most documented event in history, but the Holocaust, it's the same crazy guy in Iran who claims the Holocaust never happened. The next breath he says, I'm going to bomb Israel and destroy Israel. So the only way, as always, is through Jewish education. And very fitting that it's the week after Passover. The Passover is the night about education, teaching people, and therefore that's what it's all about in terms of trying to get educating the Jewish people themselves as well as educating everyone else around about all the terrible consequences of hate, anti-Semitism, and all race, you know, all the other things that are going on. That's why we remember. We remember, obviously, all the loved ones or friends, or if we don't know people, we know people who know people who lost their terrible loved ones. And therefore, we, as we said, we can't do anything about the past, but we pray for a brighter future. And as I think it was Immanuel Frank, one who says that, you know, quote, we have 613 mitzvahs, he said, so to speak, to, you know, the 614th mitzvah, which, you know, he's saying is like, even if we forgot about the Jews during the Holocaust, right, we don't forget them, you know, let's not them have a double death by forgetting about them after. Unfortunately, you know, we weren't around or people couldn't or didn't help, but at least, you know, we have to do what we do now, and that's always fighting the evil, as they quote the person when they came after the different people. Well, I didn't care, it wasn't me. And they came, was it Jews, Gypsies, Blacks, and when they came for me, there was no one else. In other words, the opposite of evil is indifference, that for evil people to succeed, good people merely have to do nothing. So, and we teach it as a younger age during Purim, when we hear the name Haman, which is Hitler, and all those people, we make noise with the grogger to show that we always have to make a macha, we have to make a protest when we see an injustice happening, and that's what we have to, we remember in Judaism, we have, a Jew has to have three eyes, not just two. We have one eye to the past. We always can't forget where we came from, our past. We have to live in the present, but we also have our eye into the future. And that's what we have to remember, you know, on all the days, but especially on Holocaust Remembrance Day, Yom HaShoah.